Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on Wednesday, May the 6th. This is a holy day, St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. We think of all churches called St. John, Anglican churches, churches wherever they may be around the world. And we will give some thought to John, the composer, writer of the Gospel, two letters of John, and of the Book of Revelation in the New Testament. My name is Pastor Kit, the incumbent of Christ Church Anglican Oshawa, and with me is my son, Justin.
Good morning.
Not sure where the cats are again this morning, but
they're inside now.
They're inside. Mm-hmm. So we welcome you to join us to breathe and relax into God's presence as we enjoy this time of worship together on this midweek day, Wednesday. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down, and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship.
A reading from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. We declare to you what was from the beginning and what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2 and 11 to 14. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare that your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap.
A reading from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 8. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in the place by itself. Then the other disciples, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today we offer this reflection on the life of St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, the 6th of May, from For All the Saints, compiled by the Reverend Stephen Reynolds. Today we honor St. John the Apostle, a Galilean fisherman who was called with his brother James and followed Jesus to become a fisher of people. God bless you.
Thank you.
John and his brother were so impetuous in their behavior that Jesus nicknamed these two sons of thunder, Boanerges, sons of thunder. Nevertheless, with Peter and James, he was one of the three disciples that Jesus chose to have with him on those occasions when he wanted people he could trust. This side of John's character is heightened if he was the beloved disciple mentioned in the fourth gospel, John's gospel, the disciple who lay closest to Jesus at the Last Supper and into whose care the crucified Lord entrusted his mother. According to the book of Acts, John later became a pillar of the church at Jerusalem and shared the leadership with Peter. A reliable tradition says that John eventually settled at Ephesus, a city of the Mediterranean coast of Asia Minor. There he superintended the church and gathered a lively circle of students who had great influence on Christian life and thought throughout the region. Out of this community of the beloved disciple came the gospel and the three letters which are attributed to John in the New Testament. These writings display a side of John which we would not expect from the other accounts of him. Instead of the impulsive son of thunder, the gospel and the letters of John reflect the mind of a fine theologian who meditated deeply on the mystery of Christ and expressed his understanding in a poetical manner. Many scholars have argued that John the fisherman apostle and John the theologian evangelist were really two different people. It has even been shown that the text of John's gospel passed through the hands of several editors before it reached the form in which we now know it. But scholars have also recognized that the Johannine tradition, which gives independent information about events in Jesus' life, which may be more accurate than some of the information available in the other three Gospels. This suggests that the recollections and teachings of John, the fisherman turned apostle, did indeed provide the basis for the New Testament writings which bear his name. While we're not able to gather for worship in our building at Christ Church, or anywhere else for that matter, on a holy day, I thought I would just mention that if this were a Sunday, we would probably sing, and I know it's not November the 1st when All Saints Day, but we might well sing this hymn, For All the Saints. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. Thou, in the darkness drear, their one true light. Alleluia. The golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon, to faithful warriors comes their rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. The affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Intercessions and thanksgivings. Gathered in the care of the Good Shepherd and guardian of our souls, let us in trust pray for the church and the world, saying, Lord, have mercy. For all who serve the Holy Church of God, who serve tables and who preach and pray and research and write, who shepherd the lost and care for those in need, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who are persecuted for the gospel, for all who have been martyred for their witness to the truth, for all in lonely places who rejoice in the hope of the resurrection, and for the blessed community of the saints, living and dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in the world who care for the sick, the dying, the hungry, and the destitute, those with mental illness, those whose bodies or minds are deformed, and yet who still seek to praise the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember particularly those who have asked us to pray for them. We remember Jen, and expecting in July, and Clarissa, who's expecting in June. For the sister-in-law of Rita, who's undergoing chemo. And for Noah, who's also undergoing treatments for cancer, an 18-year-old. For Mary Aldridge, for Joanne's dad and mom. For Mike, who's taking physio for his back. For Bill, Nancy's friend with breast cancer. Haley, Eddie, our neighbor, and Hugh, friend. And others for whom we wish to pray at this time, silently or aloud. For all our ministries at Christ Church, for the book project regarding the stained glass windows, for our stewardship of our time, talent, and treasures, for those who may be experiencing particular stress or who may be feeling a sense of being called to ministry, to service, we pray for them. For those who are being part of our outreach team to minister to those in need, we pray for them. For our worship and music ministry, for children's, youth, and pastoral care ministry with all ages of our parish, for our leadership team, that God would continue to guide us with his vision for our parish. For our bishops, to guide them, and that we'd each follow the Good Shepherd. For victims of rage and sudden violence, especially for abused children and spouses, for political prisoners, victims of extortion, of murder, such as in Nova Scotia, and of natural catastrophe. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all here gathered and specific needs, that we may come to receive abundant life at God's hand, and at the last to rest in Christ's shepherding love, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O loving God, we commend to your mercy all who have died and pray that we and all your saints, including St. John, may share life in your eternal dominion. Enable us to know that by Christ's wounds we have been healed, and that by the power of his risen and spirit-giving life, we are empowered to serve you all our days. We pray through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. the collect for today. Shed upon your church, O Lord, the brightness of your light, that we, being illumined by the teaching of your apostle and evangelist John, may walk in the light of your truth, and come at last to the fullness of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Eternal God, you create us by your power and redeem us by your love. Strengthen and guide us by your Spirit this day, that we may give ourselves today in love and service to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join us on Zoom, depending on when you receive this, at 10:30 Wednesday morning or 10:30 Sunday morning, as we enjoy community life together. Thanks to Justin for answering the phone. We apologize for the interruptions, but trust that God will bless our day anyway. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.